This episode of Klein Alley Show is brought to you by the only place with good airport news these days, San Bernardino International Airport.
That's right. Grab your skis and fly to Provo from San Bernardino this winter for your skiing, snowboarding, or just good old-fashioned snowball fights.
Avoid long lines and delays that will litter other airports this winter.
And as always, the parking at San Bernardino International Airport is only $5.
That's right. $5. Go to San Francisco, Provo, Utah. Make your winter dreams come true at San Bernardino International Airport.
This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, welcome to your weekend. It is Friday morning here on the world famous K-Rock. World famous because we send you all around the world so that you can continue to spread the word about this fine radio station based in Los Angeles, California, and Orange County, and Pasadena. And let's go ahead and throw a Palmdale in the mix as well. Ooh. The reality is that we like to send you on trips, once-in-a-lifetime experiences. It's part of K-Rock's Mile High Club, Destination 12. Put your ass in Japan with the Strokes. And in case you are not going to Coachella this weekend, or you didn't go last weekend, or you forgot what the Strokes sound like, this is the band you'll be flying to see. On the standby boarding list this past week, and we have space for a few more. And right now, we add your name from Chino, California. Is this Maribella?
Mariella.
Mariella. We will go with that one as well. Yes. You are on the standby boarding list officially now to go see the Strokes in Japan.
Oh my God, that's super exciting. Thank you so much.
And just for being caller 20 right now, we'll give you some tickets to definitely see them at Just Like Heaven. So get ready for that. You will see them in Pasadena at the Just Like Heaven Festival, all right?
Oh, that's going to be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, hold on 1 second, and if we call you back on Monday, congratulations and pack your bags. You're heading to Japan for the Strokes.
Beautiful.
Also, next week, we should mention, Allie, we have lots of stuff to give people.
More?
That's right. We've got Disneyland tickets. We will send you to Disneyland. People love that. We will get you officially give that trip away to go see the Strokes. And this is very exciting. But Jerry Seinfeld, as part of Netflix is a Joke, we will get you there. And huzzah, we get you the Ren Faire.
Ah, huzzah.
That's all starting next week with us on K-Rock.
There's something for everyone, as usual.
There is a controversy that is brewing, a pizza war, the most delicious of all the wars. Take a listen.
Some hot and spicy drama in the food world of L.A. right now. The curious case of Anna Pizza versus the corporate pizza king.
Local pizza place from Valley Village battling
the man,
the corporate giants. A cease and desist letter. And a barbecue chicken pizza is in the center of the controversy. We will talk to the man who doesn't seem to be taking the cease and desist letter too seriously because he's using it to soak up grease from pizza.
We're going to take this opportunity to eat pizza.
And we're going
to
bring in the controversial pizza in a moment. I think it's illegal for us to even eat it, but we're going to do that next with the owner of the battle. And that is after this on K-Rock. Oh, man. There's a lot of talk about wars these days, but perhaps no more delicious war on the planet than a pizza war. Not since the chicken sandwich wars have I been so excited. And as always, I think we root for the underdog. And in this particular case, you got a guy who's got a pizza shop in Valley Village called Anna's Pizza. They will be at the Pizza City Fest. We'll get you tickets to that coming up, actually, just after this next break. So if you want to eat delicious pizza, including Anna's, at the Pizza City Fest, we'll have those tickets for you next weekend at LA Live. But Thomas DeSantis, who is a New York guy but started a pizza place out here because he wanted people that live in L.A. to be able to get good New York-style pizza, he decided he wanted to put something on the menu to celebrate one of his favorite pizzas, which I don't think is universally accepted by the pizza community as great pizza, but there's a place for CPK in all of our memories.
Well, but do you remember when CPK came out? It was kind of like, whoa, this is a decent pizza chain. Over, like,
right.
Domino's and Pizza Hut and stuff, it was like a higher-end pizza place.
I mean,
at
I lived
time.
On the East Coast when I first started. I was like, this is what pizza's like in California. I got to move out to California.
I have a clip here of Ali eating actually at CPK.
Oh,
here. Check it out.
Play it.
Is everyone full of delicious pizza from Joe's Pizza? How's the pizza?
Yeah, she does love the crowd.
Yes.
She does love talking pizza. That's true. Thomas joins us now on K-Rock to explain the controversy and the lawsuit. And the fact you're allowed to talk to us without your lawyer present already means that you are potentially going to be in breach, I guess. But Thomas, why don't you tell us exactly what's going on? Thanks for being on K-Rock.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me. So, I didn't have it on my bingo card to get a cease and desist from CPK. So CPK, like you guys said, we all grew up on it. We all went to CPK. We all had the barbecue chicken pizza. Growing up on the East Coast, they tell you that's who's got the best barbecue chicken pizza. So when it was time to put it on our menu, it was a must. It's one of my all-time favorites. It's one of my mom's all-time favorites, who is actually Anna. So it was only right. And we have a couple other pizzas and menu items that we took from childhood. The whole place comes from childhood. So it was only right to bring some of our favorite menu items from other restaurants and put them on our menu and do our iteration. And unlike some other restaurants, I didn't want to just put our own name on it and be like, oh, look, yeah, it's ours. We copied it, but it's ours. So I thought it would be a good idea to use the name of the restaurant that we got these menu items from, i.e. CPK. And people loved it, and people were like, oh, what a good idea. And we opened, and not many people were ordering it, but I was like, look, it's a staple, especially in L.A., especially in California. We have to have it. And it was on there. And ironically enough, on April Fool's, we received a letter from these big-time hotshot attorneys in Manhattan that want us to not take the pizza off the menu, but rename it. They gave us a two-page letter, and one page was literally ways to rectify the situation to appease CPK, and they just want their name off our menu. So I don't want to just rename it, and no one really likes the pizza. So I might as well just take the pizza off the menu.
We have one. Bring the pizza in here. We actually have this. This is the pizza that's in the middle of the legal turmoil. We're going to bring it in here. You guys can see what it looks like on YouTube. So you're saying that someone cannot even go in now and get this? This is the last. The one we have here is the last official CPK pizza?
We are running the barbecue chicken pizza to the end of this weekend in kind of like a rest in peace type of deal. Because it is good. People do like it. And we want to give people one more shot at getting it. So we're not going to call it the CPK. We're going to get in trouble. But we still got the barbecue chicken pizza. It's going to be there till Sunday.
But obviously,
and you guys tell me, what do you think?
Allie's taking a bite of it. All right, hold on. I'm holding it. So I'm just admiring it. It's a beautiful slice.
Now I want to know Allie's opinion since she's a CPK fan in the room.
Right, of course. Allie's going ham on the CPK pizza right now, which we can't call because every time we mention it, you could get sued again.
It's a not CPK pizza.
The not CPK pizza. Yeah, can't you just add the word not in front of CPK?
They don't want CPK. Or cake in consecutive order in our name, period. That was one of their rules.
What if you do some sort of a word scramble where you call it the KPC pizza and then rearrange the letters to save 10% on your order?
Yeah, I love that. We're trying to find a new acronym that comes from KAP.
Right.
So that way we can't get in trouble but still keep it.
I think this tastes amazing, by the way.
Right.
Better than I remember it tasting at CPK. But did they give you any ideas for new names at all? Because it was supposed to be a tribute to them.
So, yeah, but they didn't take it like that, unfortunately. And their number one suggestion, so they gave me three suggestions. Their number one suggestion was to come work for them. It said, come be a part of the team at CPK, which is crazy. And the other two was to completely remove the name. And honestly, we were just trying to pay some homage and give credit where credit was due. Have some fun with what we do. And not everyone took it so lightly, I guess.
Well, it's a great slice.
I'm glad you guys like it.
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, I know you're probably...
It's thinner than the CBK one, though. This is different.
Yeah.
I like it better.
Yeah. And I think that you guys did breaded chicken on top, which I think is different
than
theirs as well, which I like. But let me ask you a question. If you continue, you guys should have a piece of this. It's good. Jake, you having some of this?
I want to do some, yeah.
if you continue to do this, will they sue you? Like, I mean, how far could you take this? Will this go all the way to the Supreme Court?
You know, I hope so, man. I would love the attention. But, I don't want to find out because, for me, it's not worth it to battle with CPK over a pizza and a name that, quite honestly, is a little washed. And if it was 2005, then different story. But in 2026, it's not worth our time, and we're going to bring it back as a special, and we'll never totally get rid of it. And this is just part of the Anna barbecue chicken pizza story, and it makes the pizza taste a little better now.
When you go in there, you say, I want the not CPK pizza, and legally you
Slash
could be thrown in jail. Right. just exchange an egg, and the guy will give you a slice of this pizza.
Exactly.
And we will see you at Pizza City Fest. and fighting the good fight. We'll always defend all local businesses. Not that CPK is not a, quote, local business as well, but he's getting a correspondence from their legal team in Manhattan. So you got to support the local guys at Anna's Pizza.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
We should have a trial by jury, and all the jury members eat both pizzas.
That would be a
and
soft,
then God, they vote.
Yeah, well, we could do that little taste test. Jury.
I would totally start going to my jury duty summons now. If that could happen, that'd be amazing. All right, Thomas, thank you. Good luck with all that. That's a
great job.
A legal battle
Yummy.
That is happening. And a good excuse for us to have pizza during the show. We take a quick break. We get you into Pizza City Fest after this. Now everyone says they want pizza. We'll get you in, don't worry, after this quick break. Johnny Doesn't Know is coming up. If you'd like to play and win your way into Pizza City Fest, give us a call. 800-520-1067. Time to prove that this is an educational show. Postmaster Johnny's entered the studio. We've got tickets for you to go to Pizza City Fest Los Angeles happening pretty much all next weekend, LA Live. It's Coachella for pizza. That's what I call it. All the best pizza places from Southern California will be there. And it's going to be happening on Saturday and Sunday at LA Live right across from crypto.com. If you want tickets or information, lalive.com/Pizza City Fest, but don't worry about that if you win some tickets from us right now with a little round of Johnny Doesn't Know.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
And I was like, okay.
Oh, Johnny Doesn't Know.
I didn't know Vegas was like in Nevada for like a while.
Johnny Doesn't Know. Johnny Doesn't Know.
Gelato sounds like Jello.
Johnny Doesn't Know.
It like goes wiggles.
You don't need to know the answers. You just need to predict, will Johnny know the answers? And yes or no is all you need to tell us. If Johnny is right or wrong, doesn't really matter as long as you predict correctly. And Johnny is here. He's off to Coachella after the show today, where 1,000 men will attempt to put their fingers in his belly button.
Well, he's already dressed like Bieber. He's got it down.
They're saying Johnny's going to be the Bonnie Blue of Coachella. So that's very exciting for you, Johnny. How you feeling today?
Not good, because I'm sitting next to Jake's clothes, and it smells.
That bag of clothes smells so bad.
We tried to dry it out with good pizza.
We tried to, and for a while, I could smell the pizza over the clothes, but now the clothes...
You can't beat my smell.
You can't beat Jake's smell.
You smell like the hippie lady at the record stores that wave around that smoke stick thingy.
Yeah, man, it smells good.
There was a time I remember growing up where my dad decided he wanted to ride a bicycle. He wanted to go out with other men and ride. Other dads would go ride bicycles, and when they would get back, there was a smell. It was like a combination of like five dads after riding a bicycle, like out of shape dads
and
riding bicycles.
And that's what he smells
this
like.
This is kind of the smell I'm getting
mixed
from Jake's clothes, mixed with hippie.
Mm-hmm,
it's a terrible smell.
They should make a candle.
No, they should make a candle to burn all of Jake's clothes. Chrissy, Huntington Beach, you're the first contestant in this exciting round of Johnny Doesn't Know. Questions for Johnny. This is going to be the potpourri round. Johnny, you know what potpourri is, right?
Like the mustard?
Wow.
Oh, boy. That's not even his first question. Chrissy, here is Johnny's first question. You just have to say, will he know or will he not know? What is known as the American pastime? Will Johnny know that, yes or no?
I think yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, Johnny.
It has to. I mean, I guess. Yeah. Yes.
Right. You went with confidence to less confidence. You think Johnny will know what is known as the American pastime?
I feel like he watches baseball. Oh, dang it. He's not listening, is he?
What were you going to say, Johnny?
Baseball.
You were going to say it?
Yeah, because I played it in high school.
We'll have to go with a different question. We can't give you that one. I thought Johnny was going to say
so
slavery.
Sorry.
I was convinced Johnny was going to go slavery.
I mean, they did love it back then.
Let's go. Don't try not to answer the question this time, Chrissy. We're going to have to hang up on it.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Next question for Johnny. What animal is the official symbol for wisdom? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Johnny, she says you will not know. What animal is the symbol for wisdom? Johnny's thinking right now.
I want to go with two animals.
No, we can't. That's wrong.
I'm reasoning, hold on, let him think it out.
Let me cook, bro. I'm reasoning out the turtle and the praying mantis. Now, I want to choose...
You can have them both.
But one of them is the answer.
Take them both.
You can have them both, Johnny, if you want. She said you wouldn't know the official animal that's the symbol for wisdom.
Do you feel one more than the other for a reason, or...?
Only because, like, in Kung Fu Panda, the wise sensei was... the turtle.
Right.
And he was
right.
Old as hell.
Mm-hmm.
But then the praying mantis does look like an actually sophisticated looking creature.
You think it looks smart because of its little legs?
Dude, it's a praying mantis. I feel like that's like the animal of choice. You know what I mean?
Right.
When it comes to like big
smart
brands.
Smart things?
Okay. Yeah.
Well,
Praying mantis.
She said you would not know, and she's correct. You don't know. It's the owl.
The owl?
The wise owl?
Woo! Wise owl. All right, hold on one second, Chrissy. It's very easy to win in this game.
It is good to know your animals based on Kung Fu Panda, though.
I think that Johnny's on to something, but sadly, he's not right. We say hi to Mario now. Mario is currently driving to Coachella. Is that correct, Mario?
Yeah, my son and I.
Oh, cool. Enjoy. Who are you excited to go see?
He wants to see the Strokes.
Oh, very nice.
Good choice, man.
All right. Moving on with Johnny. Johnny, if I were to send you out to buy me 1 ounce of AU, what would I be asking you to buy me 1 ounce of? Will Johnny know this, yes or no? 1 ounce of AU. Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
No.
All right. Johnny says you will not know. I send you out. I said, Johnny, here's some money. I need you to buy me 1 ounce of AU. What are you buying me an ounce of? He's thinking. He's perplexed.
Wow.
If only that praying mantis was here to help you.
Rubbing its little legs together.
I almost said cricket, too. But then cricket and praying mantis are two different animals.
Right.
Did you just figure that out last week, or did you know that for a long time?
Jiminy Cricket. Johnny, wow, what the hell is AU? Is that a drug?
Send you out to get me 1 ounce of AU, and I'm giving you money to do it. What are you coming back with?
AU to me sounds like a drug. Uh-huh. Like it's a slang for like a drug or an abbreviation. It's not steak sauce. That's A1.
That's a good point. All right, you've ruled out A1.
Yeah. All right. It's going to take us a while to get there, Mario, but he's ruled out A1 steak sauce.
Once you've gone through all the numbers and all the letters, you get to AU
Let's
sauce.
Let's go with A2. A2. I don't know what that is. Moving on.
Alcohol, underage, alcohol, Uranus. I don't know. I've never heard of AU.
Okay. Mario, good job saying he would not know. He does not know. AU is gold. It is the symbol for gold on the periodic table. And if I were asking for an ounce of it, I want an ounce of gold.
When would you ever give me money and send me out to the store to get AU?
Well, I'm saying if I
You just asked me that. Go to the store. If I give you money to go to the store and get AU.
I didn't say store. I said if I said to you, go get me an ounce of AU and gave you money, what would you come back with? And you said not steak sauce.
I was over here thinking of like stuff you could buy at a market, and he's talking about gold?
Yeah, well, you were in a different realm.
That's the thing about Johnny, though. Once he thinks he knows what the question's asking, he kind of writes his own story.
I mean, what a great errand, though. You're a pretty rich person if you can send someone on that errand.
And you trust me to do that.
We move on. Imagine some guy's actually looking for gold, and Johnny comes back with a ton of steak sauce. I didn't have any AU, but I got you a ton of A1. Thousands of dollars.
An ounce of gold's worth.
This is Donovan in Ontario. Good morning, Donovan. Welcome to K-Rock. How goes it?
Sweet divots.
And shout out to the net banging community up for grabs, Pizza City Fest Los Angeles. You'll eat a ton of pizza, including from the place that we just tried, Anna's Pizza, in a legal controversy right now. And we say, Johnny, if there were a spider thruple, how many legs would be involved in a spider thruple? Will Johnny know this, yes or no?
I'll go with yes.
There's a thruple. Let's call it two female spiders and a male spider because that's hotter that way. And they are having some sort of a thruple situation like Vanessa's involved in.
False.
How many legs?
Why'd you guys break up?
Are involved. He says you will know. Spider thruple.
Damn, does the spider have 6 or 8 legs? I can't remember. I'm going to say... I'm going to go 18. I think a spider has 6. Unless it's ace, then it's 24. If it's 8, then it's 24.
Well,
damn, I can't remember.
Spider thruple, spiders.
Spider-Man's costume, the legs.
You gotta look at it.
There's
think about it.
3 on the original cartoon one on each side. So I'm gonna go 18.
18.
Yeah.
Sorry, Donovan.
Are you
said
kidding
Johnny
me?
Would know, and he did not. Aww. Spiders have 8 legs.
Ah, damn, so it was 24,
24
bro.
24
legs.
I
was right.
You weren't right.
You weren't right.
I gave 2, whatever, dude. This...
Whatever,
I gave
dude.
2 options.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, this game's stupid.
I gave 2 options, man.
One final question. You've been doing great with animals, so we'll give you another one. Let's say hi to Chris in Valencia. Hey, Chris, welcome to Johnny Doesn't Know. So far, Chrissy's gotten hers right, and Mario's gotten his right. And here we go.
Okay.
What do you call a baby kangaroo? Will Johnny know this? A baby kangaroo.
I'll say no.
Okay.
Only because of his previous answers.
Yeah, that's a great, that does change your
reason to say no because of all of his previous answers. Johnny, what do you call a baby kangaroo?
This dude should have said yes because a baby kangaroo is called a Joey.
Wow. Whoa. You didn't know how many legs spiders have, but you know what a baby kangaroo is?
I gave you two options for the spider legs. Six or eight.
There should only be one option. It's eight.
The costume says six.
Johnny is the new official mascot for wisdom. Clearly, based on that round of Johnny Doesn't Know. Allie, who's going to Pizza City Fest? Is it Chrissy? Is it Mario?
Congratulations, Chrissy. Going to Pizza Fest.
Stop eating now.
This is my third year in a row.
All right, well, we'll see you there. It's going to be a great time. Pizza City Fest next week in LA Live, K-Rock. Another Coachella artist for you. Somber. K-Rock, Klein Allie Show. If you're wondering, if you're watching along on YouTube today, perhaps you've seen the mural of Allie that somehow popped up in Echo Park, although people claim that the mural's been there for a while, but I don't know. It's uncanny, the resemblance. You got to see it on Instagram and on YouTube. But it is Allie running in a race with that awkward running face she has and awkward wonky arms and boobs and everything. And it's beautiful, and it's getting a lot of reaction and a lot of attention on the post we put up today.
There are some people who even theorize that this person who made the mural was predicting the future.
Oh, this is going to be one of those Nostradamus things.
Yeah, that they were writing the story that was to be in several years.
Usually the Simpsons gets all the credit for the animation predicting the future, but there's some...
Predicting this wonky lesbian.
There's some muralist
who will make an appearance in L.A.
I mean, this is a remarkable story. I don't know how this hasn't been picked up by the media yet, but a mural that's gone up years ago that happened to 100% predict exactly what Allie looks like while running is wild.
It's also wild to me how many other people are fascinated by this. I mean, we just put up the picture this morning, and there are hundreds of comments of people just talking about this mural.
It's uncanny, and either it was defaced. I mean, I'd like to believe a listener went there and graffitied you on there. I don't know if Omar, you've been looking at it, studying. I don't know if there's a theory. It is really truly remarkable.
The entire thing is a little confusing because they are clearly past the finish line. However, the finish line isn't disturbed at all. Like the guy didn't.
Would be like
on the floor or something.
Right,
you know
it would be torn.
And then there's an African-American gentleman in the back, and I don't know, he's like getting ready to attack the white people.
What?
In the back.
Is this a problematic mural? God damn.
Allie's involved in a problematic mural.
It is
an interesting... He's
in the back going like, oh, I'm going to get you guys.
Did you track down the artist that painted the mural yet, Vanessa? I know that we were able to find exactly who painted this, but I don't know if we've spoken to the guy yet.
You're not talking.
I hit the wrong button. I haven't spoken to the guy, but the artist's name is Ruben Soto.
But have you attempted the number that we tracked down? Because a lot of listeners did some digging behind the scenes to find this and then find us the information.
No.
No.
What do you think I am, a producer here?
Okay,
all right. Yeah, I'm really bad at my job.
Stop. Okay. Somebody said that they walk by this mural and they say they laugh every year when I pass it during the LA Marathon because all the athletes look ridiculous in the mural.
Yeah, it's a very hilarious mural. The fact that Ali's on it is truly incredible. It's an incredible moment.
Someone said I've looked at Ali do this dance before.
Yeah, it's really wild. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to figure out, we got to track down, now that we have the number, let's at least, if the artist is there, I mean, we'd love to figure out if he was...
His number is actually on the mural.
I know. Someone said it looks like Allie is riding an imaginary lowrider bicycle.
It's so funny. And a listener just happened to send this to us and said, I don't know if you guys are aware, but apparently Allie's involved in a mural that's in Echo Park. And now more and more people have stopped by, sent us pictures. Someone drove out of their way today. Just to see this, guys, it was a 40-mile detour, but I did it to see the mural with my own eyes.
Lorenz on Instagram said, even the legs look hairy.
Yeah, you got every bit of you, like, spot on. It's truly
unbelievable. Yeah.
So if you need a reason to go check out the Instagram.
It's looking really close. Her wife's cheating on her in the back.
At Klein Alley Show. You can go to Klein Alley Show and check it out. It is it is worth seeing, and this artist...
Someone's upset this didn't come with a trigger warning.
This should have been a trigger warning with the mural.
Warning sensitive content.
Is it kind of retro?
Like, all what they're wearing is, like, from the 70s or something?
I think it's just Allie's, like...
It doesn't make sense.
Bad fashion sense. Well, if the story of the mural is it was something about the... It had to do with the 80s, 1984.
Oh, 80s.
But okay. It was called... someone sent some information about it, but regardless, if... someone had suggested I'm a tagger and I would be happy to paint all of the rest of you around Allie, but I don't want to deface this guy's work.
Oh, I think you should actually paint my other merit or my other race photos
It'd be funny if Allie is, paint over the black guy and have Allie racing herself. Have Allie.
Which one of my weird photos will win?
Right. It's Allie just racing all of the other versions of herself. So there you have it. What a remarkable discovery today in the streets of Southern California.
It also says on our Instagram, Allie Johnson was invited to be a collaborator but has not accepted yet.
Yeah, you don't want to be a part of this?
I won't be accepting.
All right, well, there you have it. It's in the streets of L.A. We couldn't have scripted it, but man, it's a beautiful thing. We come back, we got news to get to, ADD News, a brand new hour of the show, and much more happening after this. K-Rock, Klein, Allie Show. We'll get into your ADD News in just a moment. But first, the interaction with the Goat Line is there 24-7, 365. So if you're thinking of a complaint about us in the middle of the night and you must leave it on the Goat Line, it's there for you. Every once in a while, though, Allie, we get good things.
Klein, Allie, I love you guys, but...
We're going to stop the message right there.
Is there a but? There's always a but.
We realize if we just stop the messages 10 seconds in, they're usually good.
I love you guys. Thank you.
From now on, this...
Klein, Allie, I love you guys. But
that message goes on for another minute. The butt is a minute. The compliment is 4 seconds. But we'll leave it there.
Now, does the compliment outweigh the butt? That's what we have to find out.
No, it does not.
Oh.
No, it does not.
Okay.
Let's get into this, your news.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Today's news headlines are brought to you by the letter B for bankruptcy. We already know a lot of companies are downsizing. 7-Eleven is closing hundreds of stores this year. Disney has laid off 1,000 people. So everyone's downsizing, yes. But QVC and the Home Shopping Network are the newest ones to file for bankruptcy, which is ironic because more people are home shopping than ever before. They're just not using QVC and Home Shopping Network to do it.
Is that still on the TV, by the way?
Yeah, there was once a 24/7 live TV feed for each channel telling you to buy everything from diamond bracelets to deviled egg storage containers.
Guys, I know this is going to sound crazy. I love watching that.
It's comforting. It was the go-to for every middle-aged woman in a giant bathrobe. You could just sit there and zone out.
They go product to product, and it doesn't make sense.
I love it that it's chaotic. I love it that it's live. I love it that a lot of times they don't have anything. They got to kill like 25 minutes trying to sell a pot.
Yeah. It's
and
the
then what are you going to say about it?
It's a pot.
You don't know, man. It's good pot.
It's going live then where they're like, all right, we got a few more bids. Okay, wow. The orders are coming in like crazy. And if you order now, right. Then this happens.
Yeah, it's a little bit exciting. But also the part that I really love is that they have, just like we do here on this show, we have a lot of problems with the callers. Obviously, the connections aren't great. The people, sometimes the comatose people that battle Allie for her money. And they always get the... like oldest, most decrepit people that are trying to call in with like endorsements of the thing. Like, I bought that jumpsuit and I wear it. And then they try to do, they try to go like live, they banter, and the people are terrible at it. And I find it so fun to watch.
I use the containers for everything.
And then the host is like, Charlie bought these last year. Hey, Charlie, what do you put in your containers? And she goes, what? And what do you put in your containers?
I bought the containers.
Right. I know, but what do you... And then I go, you got to abort, drop this call.
You skip all that on Amazon. You're just clicking and buying. You don't know who else is buying the products.
It's compelling. It's just the most compelling TV, and I'm so sad that they're filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah, well, that's one of the sharks, right? I forget her name.
Well, yeah, the QVC lady.
Lori goes on there a bunch just because she sold a bunch of stuff on there. But
wasn't she like one of the main people behind QVC?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know if she was one of the early investors. I just know that those channels... Well, I'm flipping around, which is rare because who flips around anymore.
Right.
And I see it.
I will
usually stop for
the
a little
best
bit.
Is that guy who sold baseball cards.
Well, that guy was great. And the guys who sold knives. But that was kind of...
That was something I always wanted.
Those guys were awesome. There's a great clip. I don't know. It was viral a while ago. But the guys were selling knives. And I think the guy cut his ear when like holding up.
Oh, that. Really?
Yeah. And he was like, look at this cool knife. It was so great.
It's like sold like a million right there. It is sharp.
Well, I mean, they look incredibly sharp, and then they show what they can cut, and it's just incredible, those demonstrations.
Cut through this guy's ear.
But it did revolutionize the shopping experience back then because people didn't have to leave their homes to spend money, and that was a an incredible idea for some people, especially people in middle America that didn't have access to anything beyond a Walmart.
And agoraphobes and all this stuff.
Yes.
And the best part about it is if you ever saw when they were selling clothing there, the sizes would start at XL and they would go from XL to
XXXXL. They had like animals on them always.
XL, yeah.
Spirit Airlines also filed for bankruptcy twice already, and it hasn't helped them much because they have said again, the most recent report is that they are running out of money and they could run out as soon as next week. So they could start liquidating everything if things don't change, which is bad for me because I just bought Spirit Airlines tickets to Vegas. And if it liquidates, then they would stop all operations and they would cease everything. Everyone who has tickets on a Spirit Airlines flight would just not have a ticket anymore.
That would be your greatest mush yet. Not that they've had great, you know, a good couple of years, but the idea that you just finally made your decision as to which, I know you were back and forth.
Oh my God, I was toggling price history, doing all that crap for weeks. Finally, I bit the bullet and I did Spirit Airlines round trip, $250.
Oh, and Allie's going to be the one person that's going to take down that airline. It's unbelievable.
Well, and I probably, if they liquidate, I don't think I would even get my money back.
Nope.
I think they would just be like, nope, that's gone now. We're inching closer and closer to Jason. That would be July, August, September, October, November. All the fun stuff starts then. Klein is trying to get shredded by summer. But as far as your 4th of July holiday goes, it could be less explodey than usual because more and more firework displays are going to turn into drone shows, and this is happening at SeaWorld.
California Coastal Commission has approved SeaWorld's plan to replace its summer fireworks with a drone light show.
Boring.
The commission gave its unanimous consent to the pilot program today. The show would feature as many as 1,000 drones. The change comes after years of noise complaints and a lawsuit over environmental impacts.
So I know that SeaWorld has also been associated with environmental impacts for quite some time, but even if it is 1,000 drones, still super lame compared to fireworks show, right? And I'm not like a huge firework person. I know you are, Omar.
I love it.
I feel like we just do the same thing every year, and it's like bigger fireworks, more fireworks.
Yes.
Fireworks.
Listen, this is America. America.
I know we've seen it every year. It's the same thing. It's fireworks.
Let's blow up
some
drones.
It'd be interesting to see something different.
There's an idea, Jake.
Yeah, that's the one.
We get the drones, and then we get the fireworks, and we aim the fireworks at the drones.
Yes. Put them all in a killer whale's mouth. Kill the killer whale.
That's America for you. So there you have to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
So there you have it. And also, I think it's funny that SeaWorld is trying to, you know,
do the right thing.
Move away from the bigger issues that they're dealing with. Let's talk about all this.
Never mind Shamu. Let's talk about these drones.
Look at all this dolphins in captivity. And let's focus on this drone situation up in the sky. Look up. Look up. Don't look down.
Yeah,
look
exactly.
Kick off a brand new hour of the show next.